USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No president or administration has done more in the first 3.5 years than the Trump administration.
President Trump back on the rally circuit for the first time in months, telling supporters in Tulsa last night.
5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden.
He also spoke about the violence that's grown out of recent protests of police brutality and to the growing number of cases where Confederate monuments are being destroyed or removed.
The unhinged left-wing mob is trying to vandalize our history, desecrate our monuments, our beautiful monuments.
The turnout of Trump supporters inside was several thousand below the anticipated 19,000, and predicted widespread protests of the president's Tulsa visit also never materialized, many blaming the concerns about coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
After initially indicating he would not go quietly, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman has decided he will step down from the post after all. His deputy, Audrey Strauss, to become the acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Berman has raised the administration's ire because he's been investigating a number of President Trump's allies. Attorney General Bill Barr sending Berman a letter late yesterday saying that the president's decided to fire him after he announced he wouldn't step down at least until the Senate confirmed a replacement. However, President Trump told reporters as he left the White House for Tulsa yesterday he wasn't involved in Berman's firing. Major League ball players holding off a vote on the owner's latest proposal for a shortened season. The union is waiting for coronavirus test results after several recent outbreaks at spring training facilities, which required them to shut down for deep cleaning. Owners presented a 60-game season plan. A vote was supposed to have happened today by the players. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now from President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma last night, where inside the arena the crowd of supporters was smaller than anticipated, and outside the number of protesters was just a fraction of what city officials were bracing for. Many say the coronavirus kept people away. President Trump addressed the coronavirus crisis during his remarks and talked about his record of addressing it, saying that
what we've done with the ventilators and with the medical equipment, and with testing. You know, testing is a double-edged sword. We've tested now 25 million people. It's probably 20 million people more than anybody else. Germany's done a lot. South Korea's done a lot. They called me, they said, the job you're doing, here's the bad part. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people, you're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
And it's Father's Day 2020. USA Radio's Wendy King has some history.
The first but unofficial celebration was held for the first time at a YMCA in Spokane, Washington, on June 19, 1910, after a campaign by a 28-year-old resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, for the city to institute a holiday honoring fathers.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.